Big announcement today, the Bank of Canada's latest rate policy announcement. Bank Governor Tiff Macklem says we are going to keep the rate at 5%, and maybe that's not a big surprise. What's interesting is, though, even Macklem, while saying that they don't rule out more hikes, if we don't see things go in the right direction, there does seem to be a shift. You know, how long it needs to stay there? We're going to get to a point where we start to look at rate cuts. Because we did see an uptick in inflation in December, 3.4%. But overall, the trend seems to be in the right direction still. So joining us for some thoughts, reaction to the bank's announcement this morning and where things go from here. Very pleased to welcome to the program here this morning, Stephen Ambler, Professor Emeritus, the University of Quebec in Montreal, and is David Dodge Chair in Monetary Policy at the CD Howe Institute. Steve, so good to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
So first of all, you know, the big announcement that the rate's staying put at 5%, I guess maybe not a lot of surprise there. Is that largely what was expected?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think anyone was surprised. The markets were not surprised. As you pointed out in your introduction, though, there's a somewhat of a shift in tone.
Right.
I was looking at the press conference, and Governor Macklem was stressing the fact that the discussions of governing council, rather than centering on do we need more rate hikes, now are more along the lines of how long do we need to maintain the rate that we currently have. So that's a slight softening of tone, not a huge softening of tone, but somewhat.
Yeah, no kidding. So I think there's some significance there. I mean, Tiff Macklem is very careful in what he says, right? The messaging is very deliberate and probably has to be. So if he's starting to hint in that direction, what do we read into that?
I mean, they're still insisting that, you know, they underline the fact that the latest year-over-year inflation numbers are somewhat disappointing. You talked about the increase in headline inflation from 3.1 to 3.4 in December. And even the sort of the core inflation measures, which the bank looks at as measures of sort of underlying trends in inflation, also moved in the wrong direction. So as he said, they want to see some firm evidence that inflation is moving in the right direction before moving to rate cuts. And I think that's the right approach to take. As you say, they're being very careful. I think, you know, you can make the argument that way back in 2022, they were a little bit uncareful when they promised to keep rates really low for really long, just before inflation took off. And so they want to, you know, correct, if you look at that as a mistake. I think they want to err on the side of caution at this point.
Sure, understandably so. I mean, let's talk about that uptick, though. I mean, how much do we read into that? Because I think there was some expectation that inflation might tick up a little bit, you know, with fuel prices and some other factors. So what are we to make of what happened in December?
Yeah, you're right. That was expected. And insofar as you know, there are what are called base year effects, that we had some big, you know, some major decreases in things like gasoline costs in 12 months ago, which means that the 12 months change in gas prices actually increased because of that, even if the level of gas prices was pretty stable. So it was pretty much expected. But as I said, you know, the year-over-year measures are moving down very slowly, more slowly than the bank would like. There's a couple of things that they're probably looking at them, but they're not really communicating about them that much. They did talk about, and in the press conference they discussed the fact that overall housing costs, including rent, are still going up at an uncomfortably high rate. One interesting thing from the last month's StatsCan report on prices and inflation was that mortgage interest costs are still running at 28.6% year over year.
Wow.
And that's something which basically is directly affected by the bank's policy rate. You know, when they move their rate, mortgage rates change immediately. If you strip out just that one piece from the consumer price index, year-over-year inflation up to last December was only 2.3%. And if you strip out mortgage interest costs, the consumer price index actually fell over the last 3 months at an annual rate of 1.5%. So the thing is, even if the bank maintains an interest rate of 5%, that means that mortgage interest costs are going to level off gradually. They're coming down, or they're leveling off slower than I would have expected, but they're leveling off. So there's going to be a level effect, but eventually that actually is going to bring down the measured rate of inflation all by itself.
In terms of the state of the economy and the kind of softness we're seeing, you know, maybe flirting with a recession, maybe we're already in a recession. So how is that weighing on the bank's decisions here?
It's weighing. So Governor Macklem, in fact, in the press conference stated that they've noted the fact that the economy has slowed down. Basically, the GDP over the second and third quarter was pretty much flat. It increased in the second quarter, came down in the third quarter. And the latest figures on monthly GDP from October are once again flat. So the bank now says that rather than being in a situation of what they call excess demand, we've moved into a situation of excess supply for the economy. So that should help bring inflation down. It moderates price increases and presumably will also moderate wage increases. And I think the bank is conscious that if they step on the brakes any harder, that could throw the economy into recession.
Right. And I think, you know, Tim Macklem realizes that, right, that this is all by design to some extent meant to soften demand. So that is going to have some economic consequences.
Yeah, they're aiming, as always, for the so-called soft landing, slow down the increase in demand or have demand flat so that supply has a chance to catch up without actually tanking demand.
I mean, as I say, we might have slipped into recession or you know, we might be flirting with it. So can we still call it a soft landing? Is that still a possibility at this point?
Yeah, I think we're very far from actually being able to talk too seriously about calling a recession. As I say, the GDP was flat over two quarters. It moved up in the second quarter, down in the third quarter. The fourth quarter numbers won't come out until the end of February or right. So. A lot of the leading indicators look pretty weak. In fact, the CD Howe has now a leading indicator index, which they've started to publish, which has been falling. So that's a bit worrying. My co-author Jeremy Koenig and I have an op-ed which should be coming out today. One thing which the bank didn't mention and which worries us, we've seen various hits from the geopolitical angle that have hit us in the last couple of years, one of them being the Ukraine war. Mm-hmm. The latest one, which is somewhat worrying, is what's happening in the Red Sea. That's actually increased container costs dramatically since October. A lot of the major shipping lines are now rerouting traffic from Asia to Europe around the Horn of Africa, which increased costs substantially. That's basically increased container shipping costs all around the world as well. And that might have some knock-on effects in terms of supply chains, imported intermediate goods are going to, because of the increased transportation costs, are going to move up.
Right.
So that's a bit worrying. I mean, we also advise that if that does happen, that's something that the bank itself can do little or nothing about. It's just totally out of their hands. So they should talk about it. But unless it turns out to be way more persistent than we hope it will be, they should pretty much ignore it. But we shall. That's I hate to be a bit of a downer, but we think that's something to keep a very close eye on.
Yeah, we can't be too Pollyannish about this stuff. That's for sure.
Yeah.
much more cdhow.org. Steve, appreciate the insight. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.